So today what we're going to do is we're going to outline the process to set you up for a, you know, super successful 2018. And it's not just for your business. Obviously that's important, but it's also so you have, you know, more fun, more enjoyment and more satisfaction out of life and how the business fits in with that, which is really important. So today is obviously about business, but the process of setting yourself up for success. Success is not just making money, it's having a great lifestyle. So we want to be really intentional about that today. And that's a big thing that that we're going to focus on this year. And we've been talking a lot about how we can help you not only be better business owners, but to be better people, to grow and improve your business, but also to grow and improve yourself. And that's obviously going to flow over to all areas of your life, health, wealth, family, and just having some more fun, which is, in my book, is pretty flippin' important. So the new year, it's a great time to reassess and reset, have a look at what happened last year and, you know, how we want things to be different this year. Okay, so just wanted to touch on what we talked about just before Christmas because it relates to what we're going to do today. Last time, December, we looked at the invisible driving force and how your values really drive your behavior. We went into how to get intentional about them, how to upgrade your values so that they're really helpful. They're not dragging you down. They're helping you, you know, achieve better things. And why that's important today? Well, one thing's for sure, that the process of planning and goal setting and setting up a success roadmap, we want to make sure that the goals and the plans that we make are ones that are going to be really happy and make us feel good and are satisfying and are rewarding. And as I mentioned in the webinar in December, Stephen Covey said it's no good climbing the ladder of success only to realize that it's leaning against the wrong wall. So if you haven't watched that webinar, you know, it's probably a good one to have a look at as you go through the process of planning goals, etc., for this year, because we want to make sure we're focusing on stuff that's really important. It's going to help us have a great life and have a great business as well. So what happens if we don't have clear goals and a plan for success? What can happen? What are some of the things that can happen? Well, what we can find is that despite our best intentions, we just tend to recycle the same results. So that might be financially. We may not be moving forward financially if we don't have some really good plans and goals set up. But it might also be that we are doing okay financially, we are improving there, but our lifestyle and our enjoyment of our business is not really improving. So we've fell into the trap of working harder, making more money, but really in terms of, you know, our experience of enjoyment and fun, that hasn't improved. So it might just be no fun. You know, business becomes a drain on your energy. It cramps your lifestyle because you're just not making time for the other good stuff. You haven't put a plan in place to actually have a great life as well as making money out of your business. G'day Murray, how you doing, man? Good to see you. And what can happen is you can just end up working harder. So you can get seduced by the, if I just dig in for a few more weeks or days or months or years, then I can insert good thing here. So if I just work hard for the next few months, then I can have a holiday, or then I can take the kids on a trip, or then I can buy a new car, or whatever it is. But you find you just don't actually get there. You just end up working harder. Because things don't get better by chance. No, they get better by choice. And at the end of the day, you might just get really frustrated. You get over your business, had enough, or maybe you're making reasonable money and you've upgraded your lifestyle, and now you're kind of stuck because you're dependent on your business to deliver and pay for the things that that you've bought, which can happen. So the opportunity, if you've got a really clear vision, you've got the right goals and a clear plan with a laser-like focus, no doubt we can improve the cash flow and the profitability of the business, which is going to give you more resources to build your business, a bit more infrastructure, and it's going to allow you to buy back time for me, which is really important. So you can get extra help and have more time for holidays and fun, hobbies, family and friends, which is A1 priority for us to help you with. And have some more fun. So actually, clear plan. Plan to have fun. Make it a priority. Put it in our schedules and our plans rather than just letting it be a leftover, something that might happen if we've got time. Because what happens often if we don't make time for it, it's not going to happen. So, you know, you can get really, really good results and you can improve quickly. Like Jason and Kirsty, who won the Client of the Year competition at the bootcamp in Auckland last year. Really excited for those guys. Did a great job. They've gone from pretty much Jason and an apprentice, Jason spinning his wheels, confused, overworked, stressed out, to now with a team of eight. Jason's off the tools, full-time office person, bought a premises, way more than doubled their sales. And more importantly, they're taking holidays, took the kids to Thailand for a couple of weeks, 10 days. Jason's coaching kids' sports team. And yeah, there's much more availability in terms of being a dad, being a husband, etc. So if you get your plan right and you focus and you implement what you learn through the Million Dollar Trader, you can crush it this year as well. So I'd like to hear from you guys, you know, why is it important for you now to get clear on your goals and a plan for 2018? So most people don't actually plan to fail or to not achieve what they want. What happens is life just gets in the way. So clients, projects, deadlines, other headaches, they get in the way. So just put down in the question box, what would you most like to change in 2018? What would you most like to change in 2018? Might be more holidays, might be take up a hobby, might be hire a manager, might be to get off the tools, could be anything. So just put in the chat box, what would you like to most change in 2018, this year? And we'll share that around. Okay, so Jared's put less time at work. Lucy and Mike, about to take the family on a holiday and more time with children. Laurie able to spend time with children? Baby due in May? Yes, Amanda. Here, important. Adam, I just want more of what I've had to travel, but not to have the financial stress as well. At the moment, no work, no pay. Yep. Kirsty, consolidate, reduce debt. Adrian, get systems nailed so we're giving more consistent service, less chaos. Sian, get off the tools. Onto my surfboard, so Dusky as well. Mark, weekends off. Yeah, huge. Huge for you, mate. Mandy, smile a lot more. Great. Hayden, hire admin so Liam can focus on the kids and the growing business instead of pesky admin tasks. Mark, half day on Fridays. Murray, hire extra staff and move foreman up to help quoting and job planning. Cool. Charlotte and Rob, good to see you guys. Less chaos and more organized. Ben, reduce debt and weekends off. Ricardo, reduce time spent on tools for somebody. Rod and Charlotte, more holidays. Jamin, be able to spend more time away from the office with the office running fine without me. Charlotte and Rod, planning and forecasting. Damien, my man, school holidays off with the kids. Nice. Okay, so there's some cool stuff there, some important stuff. A lot of it is actually lifestyle stuff, which is something I really want to focus on today. Obviously, the money side is important, but it's got to be fun. Otherwise, we're going to just destroy our energy levels and life's not going to be business and life's not going to be great fun. So what I want to do today is one of the things that I find holds people back with setting their goals and planning is that they don't really understand how goal setting works, why it's important, and therefore they don't really see the point of it, and frankly, do a half-baked job of creating a vision and goals and a plan. And surprise, surprise, you put a half-baked effort in, you get a half-baked result. So today is a lot about the thinking behind the goal setting, the process is relatively simple. It's something you've just got to do if you want to get the results from it. So we're going to just work through five principles of that'll help you set great goals and put a good plan together for a super successful 2018, a successful roadmap. Richard, welcome, mate. Good to have you on board. So you've just found the question button. Fantastic. Systems is where we are at. So the first principle is destination first. So creating a powerful and compelling vision for what you want, that's the first step for achieving it. And you can't hit a target that you don't have. So today what we'll do is we'll draw out or architect out how we want our business and, more importantly, our life to look. When it's great, when it's fantastic, because it's too easy to set some business goals and some profit figures, sales figures, and then actually leave the really important stuff, which is about your health, your relationships, fun, hobbies, travel, contribution. Because if we forget that stuff, what can happen is our business becomes the master rather than the servant. Just give me a hands up if sometimes you find that your business is running the show instead of you running the business. Just give me a quick hands up. Okay. Right, so there's a few hands shooting up there. Happy days. So we want to put things in their right order. Now, I'm not saying that running a business is easy. It's not, because if it was, everyone would do it and everyone would be successful. And it's not about avoiding hard work, but it's about making sure we're working hard in a way that's going to give us the best life possible. Okay. So some of the psychology behind goal setting is we need lots of powerful goals to help us get through the short-term obstacles of life. It helps lift us up above the day-to-day urgent stuff that continually crowds in on us. Things like project deadlines, questions and mistakes or cock-ups from our team, supplier problems, whatever it is. So getting clear on your goals is really about getting clear on why you're doing this, and that helps you get leverage on yourself. It helps you be accountable to yourself rather than get dragged off doing stuff that's not quite so important. Look, for example, I have a son who has a medical condition, which is really challenging and takes a lot of effort. And when I don't feel like doing stuff, I use that as a really strong motivator to crack on with the business, because I know that if we do well in business, it provides some more resources to help him out. Because the health system doesn't provide what you need. If you want the good stuff, you've pretty much got to get it yourself. That's an example of leverage, of your why. So if you review your goals daily, and it reminds you of what you're going to give up if you don't do what you need to do. Now, for example, if building a good relationship with your kids is important, whether they are still young or they're adult, doesn't matter, and scheduling some time to see them, or mummy and daddy dates if they're younger, if you look at that regularly, you're likely to do it. If you don't, you'll push it to the side. So it just helps you prioritize things better. Now, Darren Hardy, he's the author of Success Magazine, so he's a really interesting guy, and he says there's three reasons people don't hit their goals. Three pretty simple reasons. Cool, Tipa. Complete opposite, which is the problem for me. Okay. First thing is they don't know enough. So they don't know how to do stuff. They don't know the nuts and bolts of what needs to happen, which is where educating yourself, coaching, all the stuff we do here, books, other successful people, perhaps some of your industry associations are really helpful. Number two is they don't care enough. And it's not because they don't care in the sense that they don't give a stuff. There might be a few people like that. That's another story. But it's mainly because they haven't built a compelling vision or future, and they haven't set goals that inspire them to crack on. So they haven't really got a clear why, and they're just making progress not important enough to them because they don't really understand the compelling future. They haven't set that up. It's not up there in lights, and they're not really excited about it. And number three, they don't take enough action. So they don't turn their vision into a clear plan and have something to hold them accountable. They don't have a clear 90-day plan. They don't know and show their numbers. And those things are important. And it's also about plugging into to the membership website, the trainings, the coaching calls, etc., because that's going to keep you accountable moving forward with your goals. So you've got to know enough, you've got to care enough, you've got to be held accountable. And when we're sketching out the destination, what we want to achieve, we turn those into what we call SMART goals. So I'm sure most of you have heard of SMART goals. Just give me your hands up. Steve, good to have you on board, buddy. Nice and early in Perth. Everyone heard? Peter and Vicky, good to see you guys. So you've all heard about SMART goals. So nothing new, but I think it's important to understand specifically what they actually mean. And some examples are helpful. For example, I want to make more money. Is that a SMART goal? Probably not. A SMART goal would be, I want to earn $400,000 annual net profit by the 30th of June 2019, because it's something that we can measure and specific. I want a new house. Is that a goal? Not really. A specific SMART goal would be one where I want to build a house that's more than 350 square meters. It's got four bedrooms and an office. It's got three bathrooms, and you'll sketch out all the details of it, and we're going to move in by December 2019. That's a SMART goal, one that you can measure and achieve. So it needs to be specific. It's got to be detailed enough so it makes sense. It needs to be measurable. That can be really tricky. So things that have numbers, like profit, time, losing weight, that sort of thing, pretty easy to measure. What's a little bit more tricky is to measure some of the softer stuff. And unfortunately, that's often the important stuff, the stuff about relationships and quality of life. So let me give you an example. One of your goals this year might be to improve the relationship you have with your husband, wife, spouse, significant other. You really want to take that and really work on it and improve it. Okay. Well, that's not really a SMART goal. It's a difficult thing to measure in a way. What you need to do is turn that goal into some activities. For instance, it might be we're going to have a date night once a month. So that then becomes a SMART goal because you can measure it. It's an activity. Have you done it? Yes or no? Does that make sense, team? Just give me a hands up because I think that's important. Often it's difficult to make your goals SMART goals because they're the more softer type stuff. Turn them into an activity. Then you know whether they're done, yes or not. Then they can be timely. Then they're measurable. And you can use, okay, Paul, then you can use that turning your goals into activities, also for setting KPIs for your team as well. So that's the measurable. The attainable, okay, that means they need to be challenging, but not ridiculous. If they're ridiculous, it's going to demotivate. Relevant is important. It's got to be important to you. So it's not about choosing goals that everyone else has. It's about choosing goals that are actually important to you as a person, that it fit in with your value set. And I see a lot of people borrowing goals from other people. What other people's goals are really aren't that important. It might be useful for you to get some ideas, but make sure they're important to you. Cool. Now, if you are stuck on what goals to set, that can happen. Best place to start often can be with what you don't want. So if you've never written a stop doing list, it's a wonderful thing to do. It's very empowering. And you basically write down what you don't want to do. And that's a great starting point for setting goals. So I thought we might actually just spend a couple of minutes doing that now. Grab a piece of paper and just take 60 seconds and write down at least three things that you want to stop doing this year, which might be work-related, might be personal, either way. So let's take 60 seconds and write down at least three things that you want to stop doing in 2018, which would make a big impact on the quality of your business and your life. And then we might share a couple at the end of it. It could be as simple as I'm going to stop running off to the wholesaler when people forget to order stuff. Could be I'm going to stop, working for longer than 3 months without a holiday. Okay. Nice one, Jared. I'll read that in a minute. Brilliant. Okay, so let's take another 30 seconds. Write down at least three things that you are going to stop doing. You want to stop doing this year, make a big impact for you. So let's actually share. Maybe share one of them. Share the most important one. So Jared wrote, I'm going to stop ignoring my goals. Brilliant, mate. Mandy and Gray, cleaning the office. Does that mean you're going to stop cleaning the office or you're going to clean the office? Rod and Charlotte, stop wasting time on Facebook. Stop wasting time on quotes. Qualify, awesome. Mike and Tracy, stop spending money on things I don't need. Mandy, daily repetitive admin tasks. Fantastic. Peter, stop worrying what others think. So good. Adam, stop delaying quoting and fearing the no. Tapia, stop doing all the little tasks that I'm already paying staff to do. Gray's going to stop cleaning the office. Perfect, mate. Steve, stop babysitting the guys. Colin, stop procrastinating on KPIs. Hayden, stop being disorganized. Sian, stop, and Dusky, stop doing everything myself. Stop underpricing jobs to win them. Fantastic. Callum, stop getting sidetracked on answering the phone. Stop procrastinating on doing stuff to better the business. Stop dealing with negative buggers. Somebody, stop putting off the hard conversations. Huge. It takes a lot of energy, for sure. Awesome, Will. Awesome. Okay. So if you ever get stuck, do a stop doing list, because it'll highlight those things that are really chewing up your time. Okay. So that's the first thing, the destination first. We've got to sketch out where we want to go first. The second thing is first in the mind. So your results in business and life, they happen obviously out in the world, but everything is created in the brain first. Now, Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich. If you've read it, it's a really interesting book. If you haven't, you might like to. And he said, what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. What the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So it all starts with our thinking, because everything is created twice. First in your brain, and then in the actual physical world, if you like. So if you think about building a house, it starts off with a thought, hey, we need something new or different. You create a vision by looking at different houses, magazines, show homes, all that sort of stuff. So you start to get a vision. You start to put plans together. You get someone to build it. It starts to happen in the physical world. You move in and you enjoy it. Same with your life and your business, if you do it right. But here's the thing. You can never, ever outperform the quality and the level of your thinking. It's impossible. Why is it important? Well, it's really simple. The bigger and better and more compelling the vision and the thinking process that you go through when you're setting up your goals, the better the results will be. So do you actually think big enough? Are you thinking big enough right now? is one of the key challenges for us all is to recognize our own stinking thinking. We only see the world through our own perspective, through our own experience, through our own conditioning. So we've all got a bunch of baggage, you know, below the surface, and beliefs that color the way we set our goals and what we believe is achievable. So as I said, one of the themes for us this year is to push you to think bigger and, more importantly, to think better. Now, if I think about the businesses in our boardroom program, they've got bigger goals and typically better thinking around what's possible. Recently, in the last couple of months, I can think of a day where a couple of different businesses came on board as members. And one of those businesses, the conversation was about how to systemize the business and appointed a general manager. That's the goals, the vision. The other business, the conversation was about how to survive and pay the bills. Who's going to do more? Well, clearly the one with the bigger thinking, and our job with the one who's struggling to survive is to improve the goal so eventually the results will be better. So as I said, our challenge this year is really challenge you on upgrading your thinking and the expectations that you've got for your business. And make sure you watch the case studies and stuff of some of the other guys, because that's going to really inspire you as well. Because energy flows where focus goes. So it's negative, small-time thinking, it's going to send you into tailspin. I guess the key thing here is the first sales job that we need to do is actually on ourselves. It's convincing ourselves that we can create the business and the life that we deserve. So the first sales job is about what's going on in our head. So what is, actually, love you guys to write this down and share it, because there's probably some similar things here. What is one limiting belief that affects your thinking around what's possible today in your business? Just write down, what's a limiting belief that you have that affects what you think is possible in business? It might be there's no good staff. It might be, I live in a small town and that won't work here. Or it might be, I live in a big town and that won't work here. Or it might be, everyone's too cheap. It might be, the economy's tanking and, you know, it's all going to go south, whatever it is. Population of the coast, Murray, yep. Fear of failure and rejection, Adam, yep. Steve, things are slow, yeah. Adrian, can't get a trained tech. Believing we're not good enough, yep. Gareth and Rachel. Mandy, afraid of getting bigger. Callum, that the staff won't carry out our process to make the job profitable. Okay. Belief in ourselves that we can do it. Yeah, doubt. Okay. No point in hiring process when I'm planning to take a month off in May. Large number of competitors in a small market. Lucy and Mike, yep. Running a team is more stress than it's worth. Dusky. That is a very, very good example of a limiting belief. Fantastic. Awesome, guys. Appreciate that. Okay. So here's the thing. If we don't, and you might like to write this down because I find it really helpful. If you don't build your dream, someone else will hire you to help them build theirs. If you don't build your dream, someone else will hire you to help them build theirs. We don't proactively plan out what we want and get on the front foot, we'll actually end up being in the business of building other people's dreams. Our clients, staff, bankers, merchants, suppliers, friends, whoever. Because that first creation, the way we think about things, it's going on all the time. And if we're not proactive about it, the messages that we're going to have in our brain are going to come from the media, they're going to come from your merchants and from your mates. That's what's going to be programming your brain. So they say that your results are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, because they influence your thinking. So if you don't proactively set your goals and really create a plan for them, what's going to end up happening is you're going to be reacting to the messages you get from everyone else. And their messages generally are stressful and urgent demands are low quality. So you're going to have low quality thinking. That's going to create stress, low quality results for your business and for your life. Now, for example, if people start talking about the market slowing down, that sort of thing, you start focusing on growth because you think you know, things might go bust rather than cracking on just making the best of what's available. So creating the goals and the vision is important because it means you're going to be working on your dream, not someone else's. Third thing, to make your dreams, your vision, and your goals a reality, you have to make them a priority. To make them a reality, they have to be a priority. So you've got to schedule the important stuff in, and you've got to do it in advance. Basically, you have to block it and book it. Now, I've talked about this a few times, but it's critical. So you will have seen the Profitable Tradie calendar. So that's the calendar that we show everyone. This calendar here is the calendar for us. And I just want to show you through it because I think it's helpful, or we find it really helpful to set up our year to achieve the goals that we have. So what we've got in there, and you can see we've got the yellow here, that's TFJ holidays. So all holidays are booked in for me. This is my one. So we schedule in the first week of every school holidays. And we know where we're going. This one's going to be in Coromandel. This one is going to be in Fiji. And this one here is it's going to be somewhere in the North Island. A couple of options we've got at the moment. So it's blocked and booked. We've got our performance reviews for our team booked in on the 10th and the 30th. We've got our planning days for our team booked in, four of them, on the 19th, 25th, the 24th, and the 12th, all booked in. Fun days for the team are booked in on the 9th, 29th, and the 6th. So everything is booked in advance. We've put the big rocks in. We've taken our goals and prioritized them. Really excited to see what program do we use to do this. That's a great question, Tim. I can get Nick to. Nick, if you remember what we use that, mate, just put a comment in, bro, and I can share it. Otherwise, he'll. We use Pages. It's an Apple program. Yeah, but you can even just get a. If you see what Tracy and Mike did, they've just got a wall planner and they've done it on their wall planner. But it's very powerful. And your default diary is massive. So if your health's important, show me your calendar. Put your gym time, your exercise time, your relaxation time into your calendar. Show me your calendar and I can see your priorities. And this is how you actually make the goals happen. Prioritize and schedule. You can produce a Word document for Windows users. We've got a blank template available, so Nick will make that available to everyone, which is cool. Okay. So this is crucial. You've got to block it and book it. Number four is become more. So the best thing about achieving your goals is the person you have to become to make your goals happen. You've actually just got to become a better person. That's one of the wins. So as Jim Rohn said, don't wish it were easier, just wish you were better. Life's a mirror. To have a better business, you have to be a better business owner. To have a better relationship with your husband, wife, spouse, partner, you've got to be a better husband, wife, spouse, partner. If you want a better relationship with your kids, you have to be a better mother or father. If you want a better relationship with your friends, you've got to be a better friend. Really simple stuff. So got your question there, Dean. What about plans for the goals? Just explain what you mean there, mate, and I'll come back to it. So learning, I love this phrase. It helps me stay focused on learning and improving myself. Learning is earning with L plates. Learning is earning with L plates. So it's really crucial, guys, to plug into the resources, the trainings, the Facebook page, the books, the one-day trainings, because learning will expand your horizons. It'll expand your knowledge. It'll improve your thinking. It'll give you more confidence, better thinking, better goals, better results. What can happen is people struggle when they get stuck in their own heads, and you start making decisions based on what you think is best. You're doing the best with what you know, but it's only based on what you know. And you can't outperform the level of your own thinking, which is, it's not going to improve your situation. So really critical, and I've mentioned this, three things I ask of everyone on our program is be quick to celebrate your wins, be quick to implement it, be quick to ask for help. And if you think about a traffic light system, if you're green, you're good to go. If you're amber, you're just not quite sure on what you need to do. If you're red, you know, you're lost. As soon as you're at amber, you need to shout out for help. Put a post on the Facebook page, flick us an email so we can help. Don't let yourself get to red, because that's when you get stuck. And create the vacuum. Becoming more is about putting yourself out there. So the law of the vacuum states that everything in nature grows to fill the available space. So if there's no space in your business or your life, you can't grow. Now, for instance, look, if you need a hire an office, you're completely snowed under with office work, or the team in the office is snowed under your bigger setup, and you need to hire someone else, hire them. You're not sure how it's going to work. You're only going to figure that out when you hire them. If you need a bigger premises, get it, and then we make it work. But until you do that, there's no space, there's no stretch to have to make it work. So that's about taking hold of your fears, creating the vacuum, because if you work hard and you follow the systems, you will fill the vacuum. Push the boat out and create some stretch. Dean, a wee bit hard to explain fully. Yeah, man, that's why I can't fully understand the question, mate. Do you have a format or system for having your plans visible for each of your goals with the progress made, etc.? Good question. Let's see if we've answered it by the end of this. If we haven't, we can come back to it. Just do it, Mandy. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's down to sometimes. Okay. It's like if you entered to run a half marathon and you don't have the finish, you figure out, do the training so you can make the distance. Same thing applies. Lastly, look, creating a vision and planning and goal setting is like anything else in business. It works better with a system. So we need a system to follow. And this might answer your question, Dean. So I'm just going to fire up the iPad here. And get that set up, because I just want to draw the 90-day planning process out. Hopefully the iPad will work eventually. There we go. Slow as a wet week. Okay, so the planning process is pretty simple. And it's a process because it's not a one-off thing. It's something that you have to do on an ongoing basis. So we start with your vision, which is that big picture, compelling idea of what you want for your business and your life. Then we turn that into the SMART goals. That is not showing on your screen there, which is really frustrating. There we go, SMART goals. Okay, so we've got to take that vision, that high level big picture, into some specific measurable goals that we know whether we can achieve them or not. And those SMART goals, we want them to be both business and for life. We want both of those. Once you've got your SMART goals, we need to create a budget. We actually need to take it from the high level down to what do we need to do with the business in terms of numbers to facilitate this lifestyle. Now, I'm not going to go into how to set your budget today. That's a training that's in the membership site. Look for the Planning for Profit worksheet, which is going to highlight, you know, how much sales you need to do based on the profit and the fixed cost and the margins that you have. So what we do is we get a budget that gives us a yearly and importantly a monthly target. Gives us something to measure against. Does all make sense, guys? Just give me a hands up if it does. Cool. Once we've got the budget, then it's about your 90-day plan. So the budget will show us what we need to achieve. We build our 90-day plan, outlining the 10 to 15 strategies that we need to put in place this 90 days to get us to hit our budget. Simple as that. Next is your KPIs. So we measure performance. That gives us feedback. So that will be your financial KPIs and checking in to see how you're tracking on your goals, you know, the lifestyle goals as well. So we've got to track them. And then that feeds back into our vision. How are we cracking on with actually achieving that? So it's a circular process. And in every 90 days, we need to review this. That's why it's called the 90 day. planning cycle. Now, every 90 days, you won't need to change your vision or your SMART goals necessarily, although you might. You may not even need to change your budget, but you might. You'll definitely need to update your 90-day plan. Okay, so that's the process. Vision, SMART goals, create a budget, so we've got a concrete way of measuring it in the business. Do your 90-day plan, manage your KPIs, measure them, and then refine and revise every 90 days. Cool? Okay, so I'd love to hear from you guys. That's quite a lot of information. What has been most valuable or helpful so far from the session? Just put in the chat box what's most valuable, most helpful for you so far. By thinking about what I need to stop and make a plan to stop all that stuff. Jared, remember not to ignore my goals. Remember to think big, stop doing lists, Murray. Energy flows where focus goes. Love it, Rachel. That is huge. Create the vacuum and you'll fill it. SMART goals for the year, then book it in, like the year planner idea, huge. Jason, I get stuck on setting goals, so stop doing plans is a great idea. Yeah. Ricardo, some of the five people you spend time with, massive. Steve, block it and book it. Yeah, cool. Adrian, two things for me. Why people don't. Callum, refocus for the year by attending the webinar. This is all it takes. Yeah. Murray, just do it. 90-day planning cycle. Jamin, setting goals. Have heard it before. Yeah, for sure. But prioritizing them has always been an issue. Schedule them, mate. Schedule them now. Be proactive. It won't happen by itself, Sam. Totally. Dean, like the step-by-step progress process. Yeah, give me a bit more clarity now. Yep. Peter, can't afford getting can't do attitude booted out the door. So important. Destination first, Mandy. Smart goals. I need to look at this, Paul. Yep. Create the vacuum for sure, Hayden. And setting goals is something you get better at as well. It's kind of hard work the first time. Mandy, work on your dream, not someone else's. Hugely important. That's goal setting is working on your own dream. Adrian, why people don't hit their goals and how the 90-day plan fits in. Paul, smart goals equals real goals. Brilliant. Okay. Fantastic team. Okay. So that's the, I guess, the why, you know, the why we do this and the thinking behind it and some motivation to make sure you do it. How we actually do it is, I guess it's a relatively simple process. And, you know, we want to start that process now. Look, it takes longer than 10 minutes, which is probably the sort of time we've got today. And it's your life. So, look, I encourage you to respect it and give the process the time that it really deserves. So what I suggest is that you book in a couple of hours. If you have a partner or a spouse, book in a few hours with them, go somewhere nice and actually go through it. Now, the tool we use is the Dream Builder to help create the vision and the goals. And I'm just going to work through it with you so you know how to use it. It's pretty simple. There's really four parts to it, and that's IVVM. I stands for idealize, visualize, verbalize, and materialize. Oh, Mandy, so good. You don't plan to fail, but you fail to plan. That's exactly right. So idealize is the first part, and it is in the vision, in the Dream Builder there. So the vision is all about creating your ideal result. So there's a lot of stuff, and this is in the notes page in the webinar, in the handouts page, so you can download it there. It's also in the membership site, so you can download it from there. Now, tell you straight up, there's a bunch of stuff in here, a whole lot of stuff that may or may not be, you know, appropriate or suitable or up your alley right now. That's fine. It's just in there to get you thinking, to help you think bigger and better. Okay? So a lot of the stuff in here may not be important for you. Just ignore it if it isn't. That's you know, no problem at all. But there are three parts to the idealize. And they are this, be, do, have. So I might start with the have. That's the things that you want to have, kind of like the material things, the cars, the houses, the money type stuff. The do is the activities that you'd like to be involved with. Okay, so those are the activities that you can measure. Have you done them, yes or no? And the be, that's who you want to become. Okay, that's your, I guess, more of the spiritual, emotional side, which is... you know, the satisfaction, enjoyment side of life, which is massive. It's the softer stuff, but it's the really critical stuff. So what we're going to do now is we're actually going to kick off the process, and I want us to spend 5 minutes on this. It's the handouts there, so I'll give you know, 5 minutes, put the timer on, and I want you to fill this in. I want you to really focus on in 12 months' time. Where would you like profit to be in your business? What holidays do you want? What do you want your role in the business to be? What would you like the team structure to be? What are your health and fitness goals? And what are your relationship goals? And what are your goals to have more fun? Okay, so fill in the in 12 months time. If you can fill in the now one as well is great, because that gives you a sense of the vacuum, the gap that we need to bridge. So let's take 5 minutes. We'll do that now and get started on that goal setting process. Alrighty, so take another couple of minutes. Just with the profit, remember that's business profit after you've paid yourself a fair market salary. If you're finding it a bit of a stretch, you feel a bit awkward setting a big goal, set it anyway. There are businesses out there with 30, 40, 50 staff making a great profit. There are some mid and smaller size operations are very, very profitable, making several hundred thousand dollars a year. It is achievable. Many of our members and guys out there taking great holidays, got strong teams in your business, so it's achievable. Got about another 50 seconds and then we'll finish up. I mean, if you haven't finished up, we can do that down the track as well. Right, there we go. Okay. Alrighty. So that's the process of Idealize. And notice that we've got some profit, business related stuff, but also we're looking at the health, fitness, relationships, fun side of things, which is, hey, that's what it's all about. Okay. The key with those goals is to turn them into SMART goals, ones that you can measure and track. So once you've idealized your ideal lifestyle, then it's about visualize. So the brain is an amazing thing. And we want to program the brain with our goals. So it's in our subconscious thinking. Now, for those of you who attended the boot camp we did in Wellington in 2016, I believe it was, we had Richard Petrie come and talk. Who's a mental skills coach, and he talked about the power of the subconscious mind, and this is kind of how your vision book works. We've got the conscious mind up the top and the subconscious mind down the bottom. Now the conscious mind, it's very rational, it's logical, okay, like all of us blokes. Anyway, we won't go there. The subconscious mind operates differently. It operates on emotions and images. And images are pictures. And that's why the vision book is so powerful. So we want to put some compelling images against those goals and stick them on the wall. Now, I have it on my wall, on my vision book behind me. So I can see, you know, what it's all about. I'll look at it regularly, and that helps program your brain and keep that goal at the front and center of your mind. So I really encourage you to turn that into a vision book. It's called a dream chart in the Dream Builder. Same thing. Next is to verbalize. And there's examples of the vision book on the membership site. There's an example of one that from last year, which is a good starting point. The next is to verbalize. So that is your affirmations. Now, this shit can seem a bit weird sometimes to start with. But like anything, you have to try it. You'll believe it when you try it. So your positive affirmations are programming your mind to act in the way that you want things to be. The traits that you want to show, that you need to show to grow your business and improve your lifestyle. So I've just put down, this is from my notebook, the journal that I take. These are ones that I've written several years ago and I still use them now. And these are ones that I use regularly. I'd love to say I did them every morning, but I do them pretty regularly. If you could do them every morning is great. And there are things that are important to me that really set me up for a great day and help me create the character that I want to be. I am enough. I am present and peaceful. I am the most positive and motivating person I know. Now, I am a passionate and loving husband. I am a kind, loving, thoughtful, patient and attentive father. I am enjoying fun activities. I am enjoying a blessed and amazing life. I am grateful every day for God's rich abundance in my life. I am a money magnet. I love money and money loves me. Now, yours might be different. They should be because it's your life. But I challenge you, if you do this regularly, it will change the way you feel and the way you act. So you make them I am statements because that's talking about yourself. So what we're going to do now is I'd like you to write down just three affirmations that you think would be really important to help you improve your business and the quality of your life that you could use this year. Give you a couple of minutes. We'll just write three of them down. When we're done, I'll just ask you guys if you're happy to share one of them. That would be fantastic. What are three positive affirmations that are really powerful for you to use this year? Three I am statements about your future self, traits that you'd like to build on, develop and grow. One of mine is, I'm a funny person who makes people laugh, which always makes people laugh because obviously as a speaker, you have to be kind of funny sometimes. So it can be anything. Adam, I'm becoming the best version of me that is possible. Yeah, that's a fantastic affirmation. Take another minute, just write down three affirmations that look, and if this is a bit awkward, that's fine. Don't knock it till you tried it. One of my favorite affirmations is I have an abundance of time to achieve and enjoy everything that is important to me. Because one of the things I struggle with is, you know, trying to do too much. I'm sure some of you are the same. Okay. So another 20 seconds. If you've got three and you want to put one down that you can share, that would be brilliant. So Dusky, money comes effortlessly and easily to me. Fantastic. Adrian, nice share, mate. I'm a great leader. I'm a loving and attentive husband and father. I'm a successful business owner. Fantastic. Love it. So if you've got one that you can share, that'd be fantastic. Dean, I love this one. I'm an athlete in top physical condition. Such a good one. Steve, yeah, I have lots of quality time with my family and kids. So good. Ricardo, this is awesome. I am positive and see solutions, not problems. Tapia, I am creative and can overcome anything or situation. So good. Peter, I am a good listener. Jared, love your one about abundance of time. Yeah, it's huge. because time is probably the most stressful thing. I am someone who can look at multiple perspectives rather than take things personally. So good, Lucy and Mike. Yep. I'm a successful business owner. Tamari, cool. I'm committed to growing my business into the vehicle to achieve my defined goals. Fantastic. Awesome, guys. So lots of good affirmations there. If you can come up with maybe 10 or even 15 for those different areas of goals you've put in, that's huge. Oh, Colin, that's so good. I have been blessed so that I can bless others. So good. Love it. Great share. Appreciate you sharing, guys. So good. So good. Okay, so the next step is you've idealized, created the ideal lifestyle. You've visualized it, and you're doing that regularly. You've created your affirmations. The next step is to materialize, which is basically making it happen, getting off your ass and working your plan, pretty much. Because this stuff doesn't just happen by having a vision book. You've still got to get off your bum. Now, I'm not sure, has anyone heard of The Secret? Just put your hand up if you heard of The Secret. Okay. So lots of you have, which is basically it says, you know, if you want something and you think about it, you put it out there, you'll get it, which is partially true. What The Secret forgot to really focus on is that, you know, you got to get off your ass and do the business. So materializing is about that. Here's some tips to help you materialize the results that you want. Number one, do your KPIs. Real simple. You must know and show your numbers, and you've got to track against your plan. If you're not sending your KPIs through and tracking your numbers, it's not going to happen for you. Because it gives you feedback, so you've got course correction, and it's about celebration as well when things go well. Because it's very important to congratulate yourself and celebrate the wins. That's what it's all about. So do your KPIs. The daily dose. Again, one of the people I admire most and read a lot about is Jim Rohn, and he said, motivation is like bathing. It's best done daily. Okay, so the goal setting planning process, it needs to be a regular thing. It's not a do it at the start of the year, put it in the top drawer. That's why you have your vision book. That's why you do your affirmations, because you keep it front of mind. So you've got to program your brain by reviewing your goals, preferably daily. That's the winner's mindset. That is the winner's mindset. Progress counts. Here's the thing, team. Goals are not the be-all and end-all. They're just something. They're a tool to help us. They're a tool to help us improve. They're actually a tool to help us move. That's all. Don't use them as a beating tool or get, you know, down in the dumps or stressed out if you're just not quite getting to where you want to get to. The key measure of success with a goal is, yeah, you hit them. That's fantastic. Great. But the key thing is that they help you make progress. They actually move you out of where you are to a new place. If you don't quite hit the peak of Everest, but you get two-thirds of the way up, that's much better than getting nowhere, than not even getting past base camp. And goals change. So, Jason, you mentioned that it's difficult to set goals, what to set. I understand. And I found that particularly difficult when I started doing this. But someone said to me, set some goals, start working on those, and you might find they're not goals that are that important to you, but the ones that are important to you will start to become more obvious. So goals and your vision, they get you moving, and then a whole bunch of different opportunities open up. So progress counts. It's the movement that's important. Lastly, but not leastly, and I'm just re-emphasizing this because it's critical. You must diarize, prioritize, and schedule. And you must do that in advance, because otherwise the day-to-day urgent activities will overrun you, they will overwhelm you, and you'll be building someone else's dream. So block out the lifestyle goals and your schedule and your important business dates in the schedule, do that, you know, the next few days. And then put the time aside in your default diary to do those important things, work on your business, look after your health, your relationships, etc. Fun and hobbies. Okay. Look, it's challenging enough to make them count when you are diarising them, but if you don't, you've got no chance. So next steps. All the information, the tools are in the membership site. Your 90-day plan, etc. All of that's in there. So jump in there and go nuts. Do go through the Dream Builder. Respect yourself and your family and your business enough to take the time to do this. Put your vision book together. Flick it through to us here. We'd love to see it. That would be really exciting. I'd love to see what some of the goals are. And the cool thing about that is if you show someone else, it's another point of leverage. It's another motivator to crack on and get it done. So, session today, coming to the end, a few key things. Think better, which typically involves thinking bigger, both about your business and your lifestyle. Schedule and prioritize in advance. That's how you make it happen. And goal setting and planning, it's a process, not a one-off. It's not a one pill and it's all done. It's an ongoing process. So follow that 90-day planning process. Alrighty, team. So we're at the end of the webinar. Lots of stuff we've covered off. If you've got any questions, hey, I'd love to field those now. Make sure you get the calendar and book in for the workshops. The first one's in Auckland on the 9th. Of March, and Border will be on the 10th, and we have another webinar coming up on the 6th. That'll be the question and answer webinar. I think Damon's going to do that one. I'm going to be at a school camp, which is pretty exciting. So make sure you schedule that stuff in. If you've got any questions, shout out. What is the first boot camp about, Murray? It's about marketing. Getting a flood of profitable leads so you got choice and you can grow the business. Yep. Got a couple of good guest speakers lined up as well. Oh, you missed the statement about the winner's mindset. Okay. So that was... So let me go back and have a look. Yeah, the winner's mindset is reviewing and programming your brain by reviewing your goals regularly and daily. That's the winner's mindset. So the winners keep that planning as a process going, not just a one-off, one-hit wonder.